Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women. I am your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and as always, it is my delight and pleasure to be with you on Thursday night. We are on every Thursday night at 8:30, so please tell your friends and family about Issues Concerning Women Blog Talk Radio Show. We're excited tonight about the show. If this is your first time tuning in, thank you so much. If you have questions during the show, you may call at 1-347-826-7543, or you may call after the show on my personal line at 757-567-6734. It is always a pleasure and delight to be with you. Thank you for tuning in. For the followers, thank you so much. Thank you for your questions. Thank you for just being a part of my everyday life and keeping me sharp and keeping me going and keeping me motivated. I am thrilled and delighted, as always, that we are on the air. We just thank God that we have a forum that we can come and we can talk about what we do, talk about our issues, talk about our businesses, talk about our careers. So Issues Concerning Women, we just don't talk about the bad things. We also talk about the good things. So sit back, get ready to enjoy the show, get your pencil and paper, and we'll be right back in just a few moments. This is Issues Concerning Women. Your director and host for this forum is Francine Allen Humphrey. It's my pleasure to be with you. Thank you for tuning in to the show tonight. If this is your first time tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, we are a format that talks about real issues that our women and our families are facing today. This forum will inspire you, empower you, and encourage you to be the best you that you can be. We have multiple topics. We're always looking for innovative guests to come on our show. We're always available for questions and answers during the show and after the show. If you would like to call in tonight, the number is 1-347-826-7543. That's 1-347-826-7543. If you would like to visit the website after the show, it is www.issuesconcerningwomen.com, and that's issuesconcerningwomen.com, just like you found. It's quite simple. Go to the website, check it out. We are looking for membership throughout the United States, not just here in Hampton Roads, because I'm in Virginia Beach, Virginia, and it's been a wonderful day today, not too hot, but you know, wherever you are, it does not matter, because we connect with you globally. We have the power to reach out to you no matter where you are, what state you're in, what country you're in. We love what we do. We're always available to you. You can send emails. You can go to the website. And the email address is icwdirector@gmail.com. So icwdirector@gmail.com. So if you would like to be a guest on the show, please forward me an email with your bio, and we can talk about you being on the show, what Thursdays you are available, because I'm on every Thursday at 8:30 to 9 p.m. Tonight, we're going to talk about business, and we've been talking about that for the last few weeks, so we just want to keep going with that. And I just want you to think a little bit tonight about where you are in your business. If you're just starting a business, that's wonderful. If you're thinking about starting a business, that's awesome as well. We are always looking to help you. We always have questions, and we always have the answers to those tough questions. So the first thing you must do is ask yourself the tough questions. You know, what is it that I have to do to get what I want? Where is it that I want to go? Where do I want to be in 1 year, 5 years, 10 years? How am I going to get there? Where do I want to be in 6 months, 9 months, 12 months? So we have to ask ourselves the hard questions. Tonight, I just want to just jump right in there with the topic about business, how do we grow our business, and how we think and how we should go forward and do the things that God has ordained for us to do. Issues concerning women. We are reading Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. This is a must read for anybody that wants to start a business, anybody that wants to elevate their career, anyone that wants to learn about relationships. Why? This book has been out for so long. It's been on the shelves for so long. You can get it in paperback form. I think the first copyright was in 1960, and that may have been the first one that I know about. And then it had other copyrights when it was rewritten and transformed into a paperback. But Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill, it talks about your future, how to think and grow rich based on the author's fame, Law of Success. And this book gives you formulas for success. It inspires you and encourages you. So that's a must read. So if you're finding books to read this summer while you're on vacation, because vacation time is quickly ending, my son went back to school today. He's a second-year student at TCC, which is the community college here in Hampton Roads. But he's excited to be going back to school. I'm excited for him. And hopefully, if the Lord's willing, he will transfer to a four-year college when he leaves here next year. So we're excited for him. But read Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. It is a must-read. So you're thinking about starting a business. So think about where you are right now in your life. You know that everything is going on in the economy. You cannot change that. But what can you do to make your life better for you and your family? It does not matter if you're male or female. If you are the head of your household, then there are certain things that you're going to have to do, certain things you're going to have to think about so that you'll be able to take care of your family and provide them with the things that they need. You know, we are oftentimes looking at our personal characteristics, but we must look at those so that we can know how these characteristics and our personal characteristics are going to help us develop into that business owner. And if you already own a business, then you already pretty much know what business you want to go into. You just need to possibly elevate the way that you think bigger than what you've ever thought before, and even think bigger than that. If we're starting out with a new business, if you're starting on a shoestring, you know this is hard. So possibly you may want to stay on the job that you're on, even if you don't like it. You have to learn how to use what you have right now, use the situation that you're in to your advantage, and then elevate yourself to the next level. If you're in a position where you can help your job be better for you, then you need to do that. And what do I mean by that? If you go to work, driving to work every day, hating your job, then you have to do something to turn that around. And you heard what I said, Y-O-U, must do something to turn that around. I can't do it for you. I can encourage you. I can coach you. I can counsel you. But you have to do something to make it better. If you have to be there for the next year or more, what you need to do is have a plan and a strategy. And that's whether you're starting a business, whether you're in a business, whether you're elevating to the next level, whether you're developing who you are and going back to school and taking classes, the first thing you must do is write down some key points about why you want to start a business or why you want to elevate the business or why you want to elevate your career. So you write those 5 points down because everyone's going to have a different approach. So you must know that even though we are starting our businesses, we have to know what we want to do and to move forward with that. I have on the line tonight a very special guest. And, Mr. Green, is that you on the line?
I'm here.
All right. Hey. Great, great, great. And I'm going to introduce you in just a second, so hold on with me and let me finish my thought about starting a business, and I'm going to bring you right in, sir.
Thank you, ma'am.
So you're so welcome. We're talking about starting your business and where you are right now. So use what you have, use the skills that you have, make your plans, write them down. Start with your first five things that you want to do to change your life, to make your life different, and then move forward from there. Ladies and gentlemen, I am so happy to have my special guest on the line with me tonight. His name is Glenn Francis, and Glenn is the founder and president of the Eleanor Group Media, and this is the parent company for Sideline Sports Marketing and Jazz on the Riverfront with Business. Now, Glenn Francis and his team of professionals have been marketing, advertising, publishing, and been in the print communication field for over 25 years. So he is a perfect guest to have on the show tonight since we're talking about starting our own business. So I just don't want to keep him on the line holding, so we're going to jump right in. Mr. Francis, good evening, and thank you for coming on the show tonight. How are you, sir?
I'm doing quite well. Now, I am extremely humbled by this opportunity to have opportunity to share with your listening audience, and thank you so much for inviting me, and I'm excited to be here.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. It is my pleasure, my honor, to be in your presence once again, even if it's only by voice tonight. But anyway, I'm excited. I want to hear some of the great things that you have to say. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Glenn Francis is an awesome businessman. Like I stated before, he's been in business for 25 years. So, Mr. Francis, would you please tell our audience, when did you start your business and what made you start a business? What was your plan 25 years ago?
Well, it was a vision of mine even before I started it 25 years ago. It was a gift from God. It was something that I envisioned and dreamed about when I was a young person, you know, in my teens. It's something that I wanted to do, and God just put things in place that allowed me to accomplish my goals and dreams to become an entrepreneur. And you know, it was the Lord that, again, gave me the vision and the dreams, and I just was able to, as they say, move in his guidance, and everything came in place. And I just give him praise and glory for that, for the opportunities that he afforded me.
Absolutely wonderful. Glenn Francis is the president of the Eleanor Group Media Company, which is a parent company to two other companies. Mr. Francis, tell our audience about the Eleanor Group and what all means.
Thank you. The Eleanor Group is a company, and let me explain how we came up with the name Eleanor. Eleanor, E-L-N-E-R. Eleanor is my mother's first name. My chief cheerleader, my chief ally, one who made sure that I did the right things in school, and of course I tried to do the best that I could while she was watching me. Every now and then, you know, we have our mistakes as youth, but she was the most important. And my father was in my life as well. My parents were married 59 years before my father passed in 1980. So, you know, fortunately I did come from a two-parent home, and they were strong components of education. And neither of my parents had formal education. They came from North Carolina, Seaboard, North Carolina, to be exact. And there, my father was a farmer. My mother, really took care of her mother when she got ill and passed on, and then had to assist my grandmother, my great-grandmother, when she got ill. So neither of my parents had formal education. But education was important to them to make sure that their five children, their five sons, all attended college. So we are grateful for them and their commitment and desire for us to have good education, and they were committed to that. And again, neither of them had formal education, but it was important to them that their children, of course, did better than they. And,
oh, wonderful. That's an awesome story. Yes.
And, again, the name Eleanor Group became because of my mother, and I just wanted to just looking back to her, because she was so giving to us. She would give her last to us, and to make sure that we had it for a school project, a school trip. And it was so funny. You know, I remember very vividly, you know, we'd go to the store. If it wasn't something that was that we absolutely had to have, you ask your mother about, no, I don't have no money for that. But if we came up with a trip, or needed money for a trip, or needed a shirt for a play or something we was in school, somehow my mom and dad, my mom would scrap up that money and make sure that we would have it. So I wanted to just honor my mother and honor her name by developing a company and trying to develop it at a strong level and do the right thing by my clients and customers, and honoring my mother by naming it the Elner Group.
Oh, wonderful.
So that's how we came up with the name.
And I'm sure your mother is smiling as you speak highly of her, and I can hear the esteem in your voice and the passion that you have for your mother, and that's awesome. Because some people don't have or did not have the privilege of growing up with both of their parents, and some people didn't grow up with either parent. So that's an awesome honor to your mother, and I'm sure your other family members are proud of you as well, as I'm sure as your parents were. The event management company that you own, you feature jazz on the riverfront with business. I know that you're having a function this week, so would you tell our audience about that?
Absolutely. Let me, you know, I'm going to share the date of my event, which is this Friday, August the 19th. At 6 p.m. at a restaurant called 37th and Zen, which is on the corner of Hampton Boulevard and 37th Street in the city of Norfolk. Hampton Boulevard is the main corridor right before you, as you're going en route to Old Dominion University. It's on the corner, again, of Hampton Boulevard and 37th Street. And what we do with this event is called Jazz on the Riverfront with Business Network. It is an event that brings business professionals out so that not only business owners and business professionals, but those who are aspiring to become entrepreneurs, who are interested in knowing more about what entrepreneurs do, how they got started, what it entails to get started, and how can they maintain their business. We're going to have all those kinds of professionals there that can share and plant seeds, and those who are interested in knowing more about becoming an entrepreneur.
Great. That sounds like an awesome event and a great way to get information by networking.
Absolutely.
I have a question for you. What would you say are the three personal characteristics that help you in your business?
I'm excited when people ask me that question. The number one characteristic, you got to have faith and belief that you can accomplish your goals. Being an entrepreneur is not easy, and we don't want to sit here tonight or even begin to say it is an easy task and it's going to be a bed of roses, everything is going to run smoothly, because sometimes it does happen that way for some folk, but for most folk it is a opportunity for you to really have to work hard. It's going to challenge you. It's going to challenge everything that you have to give to be successful. But the key thing is you got to have that perseverance. You got to have that desire, that tenacity to go the distance. You got to have faith. The most important thing, you got to have faith and belief that you can accomplish this. And that faith comes from up above. You got to believe that God has ordained this for you, and that if He's giving you vision, He'll give you provision, and you got to believe that. You're going to come in contact with those who will try to discourage you, try to say that this is not your season, that you weren't called to do this, and this is not what you should be doing. But you got to believe and trust that in the Almighty, that once He's given you this in a vision and a dream, that you can accomplish it, because He will make a way. But you got to believe. He wants to know that you believe in Him and that you trust Him, that He's going to bring it to pass. And if you do that, He will make a way.
Oh, awesome. That's a rule to live by, no matter whether you're starting a business or just in life itself. That is an awesome rule to live by. Great. I know that the listeners are excited tonight, because a lot of the people that write into the show, they always want to know about business and how you get started and what do you do. You also have a company called Sideline Sports Marketing. Can you elaborate a little bit more about that program?
Absolutely. Sideline Sports Marketing is a company that we deal in the sports arena. We excuse me, we put together sporting events on the amateur level. We do corporate marketing for professional sport teams. Like, we will bring in corporate relationships for arenas that may be holding a sporting event, maybe a pro-am event, like a pro-am basketball game, could be arena football. We will go out and find corporate sponsors to help those teams meet their bottom lines. Sideline Sweat Marketing also creates sporting events. In the early, say, 2003, 2004, and 2005, we created an event called the Over 40 Basketball League. And this league was designed to encourage men who were 40 and older who still played basketball at a very high level to still want to compete with their peers. Not with these younger guys who are jumping out of the gym and think they're the next Michael Jordan or Scottie Pittman or LeBron James or Kobe Bryant.
Yes.
But more with men who play basketball more fundamentally, who enjoy the game, who still could play, but would prefer playing with men of their own age. And not only did we try to create this event for basketball itself, but to also expose these men on issues that affect men as they became to the age of 40, such as prostate cancer. You know, you need to get those tests. We would have professionals in the medical arena that could help them in those areas. Even men who were looking for medical issues that could help them become just good husbands. And I'll leave it at that. So
that sounds like an awesome program.
Absolutely.
I know that you create and develop new programs as you're developing your business. If
yes.
we were talking to a new startup business, what strategy or principle for success would you share with this new startup?
Number one, they need to research the industry or the field that they want to go into to become an entrepreneur. They need to do a lot of research on that particular area. They need to study it, find out what all the new trends are, find out what isn't being done in that particular industry so that they would come into that industry with a niche that wasn't being met. That would be a good thing. Do their homework, understand. If they have the ability to save some money, put some money aside as they're preparing themselves to go into business, make sure that they, you know, they could exist at least a year if they didn't make a dime.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's difficult, but that would be a smart strategy to do, to put aside enough money. If they didn't make one dime in the course of the first year of them being in business, they could at least make it in business for a year, and also their personal household would be solid and stable while they are growing their business.
Great advice. That is awesome information. Yes, the companies that you run, and I know that they are global companies and that you're on the cutting edge and you have plenty of strategies. If somebody wanted to get in contact with you, how would they do that, Mr. Francis?
They would get in contact with me. My contact number is, of course, 757-332-1691, or they could email me at gfrancis, and that's FRANCIS, at blackpages.com. And again, 757-332-1691, or they could email me again at gfrancis@blackpages.com. And there's one other thing that I want to share with them that I didn't share, and you asked me, and I didn't get a chance to get it in. And when you asked me about how I got started in my business, I think this is something that I can share. Sometimes God will take what most people think as a negative and create a positive in your life.
I like that.
Yeah, my wife had medical issue. She had what is called a cerebral bleed in the year 2004. And it was at the time that she and I were about to embark on even an entrepreneur opportunity for her, because she's always wanted to be to develop a house for teenage pregnant young ladies. And she wanted to, mm-hmm. to develop a safe haven for them, to let them know that they were loved, and so that they could nurture their babies and get themselves established so they could go on and become successful young ladies in their own right. We were preparing for this, and all of a sudden my wife has this catastrophic medical situation. And in that setting and in that season, I had to ask God. I said, God, we're trying to embark on this, and now my wife is struggling for her life. She's a miracle mm-hmm. to be living and talking and being able to move on her own, and we get this situation. So I said, God, what am I going to do now? My wife is no longer working for the city when she had a very good job, because she had left her job for us to embark on this entrepreneur opportunity for her. And I said, God, you know, the insurance company that we had was not paying her insurance coverage, because they were saying her situation was pre-existing, and it wasn't. But so we needed insurance coverage, and I was the only one working, and I was a self-employed entrepreneur in sales. So it was very tough. So I had to seek God, and I asked him. I said, God, what do I need to do? So that's how I came up with the concept, Jazz on the Roof. God said, create a venue where you can bring business professionals together, where they can network, connect the dots, meet new professionals, learn how to deal with one another, find out what they're doing in business so that we can grow together. And that's how I came up with the concept with Jazz on the Riverfront with Business. And we started out in the city of Portsmouth at the Renaissance Hotel right there on the bank of the Elizabeth River. So that's how we came up with the name On the Riverfront. So that, you know, that's
awesome.
It in a nutshell.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we've been moving
ever since. Also, and how is your wife doing now?
The Lord is blessing. My wife is strong. You know, there are still, we're still going through some, you know, situations that she needs to deal with medically, but she's dealing with it as a champion. She loves the Lord. She's a fighter.
Yes.
God is blessing her. My son was 5 years old when it happened. He's now 13, and we are a unit, and we're just giving God praise and glory in the midst of it all. And that's what I want to say to your listening audience. I don't care what your situation is. Don't ever doubt God. Don't ever question him. He is going to take care of you. As a matter of fact, let me say this. We're in a season that God wants to know if he can trust you, and will you believe that he will do the impossible, that he will do the miraculous. That's the season that we're in now. And people talk about the economy. You know, if you're a believer, the economy is not going to affect you if you trust God. You may have bumps in the road, but if you trust and believe in the Lord, he's going to make a way, and he's going to use your situation as an example for his glory. That's where we are right now.
Oh, it's such a powerful word. Go ahead on and preach, sir. You're going to make me get riled up over here.
That's just my belief where we are right now, what God is doing. He
yes.
wants to know in this season, can I trust you, and will you believe and
yes.
not doubt me? I don't care where what your situation is or where you are. Trust me. Lean on me.
Yes.
And watch me do the impossible.
That is an awesome word, and we want to thank you, Glenn Francis, for being on our show tonight.
I am so grateful.
Give us information again about your event. We got about a minute, so give the name of the venue and
Absolutely.
The address for tomorrow night.
Okay. The address, again, we're on the corner of Hampton Boulevard and 37th Street in Norfolk. And if you were en route to Old Dominion University, the name of the restaurant is 37th and Zen, Z-E-N. It is going to be an awesome time. It will be lots of professionals there networking, sharing information, and wanting to meet new people so that they can share with them. So if anybody's out there that want to come, it's going to be a great place to be.
Thank you, sir. Thank you
Thank
so much.
You.
Our time is up. And we'll have to have you back again because I didn't even get to my other questions that I wanted to ask you. Well, thank you. It has been an honor and my privilege to have you on my show. My listening audience, I know that you enjoy the show. And, sir, you have a good night and have a wonderful and powerful event. I want to hear more about that. And so,
thank you very much.
And call in again anytime. And we just love having you on, and we'll definitely have you back. So,
thank you
listening
so much
audience, we want to just remember what Mr. Francis said. You need to stay focused on God, put Him first, set your goals, be creative, believe in yourself, and trust in yourself. Thank you for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women. I'm your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and we will be back next week at 8:30 on Thursday night. Good night.